Markets in the U.S. have been having a good day after a very good day yesterday when the S&P 500 closed at a record high 2,137 points and the Dow also closed at a high for the year. Wait, what about that plunge after the Brexit vote? Did it just take Britain to announce a new prime minister for markets to recover? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Robin.
And we can never know exactly what's going on with markets, but we did get the news yesterday that Theresa May will become the next prime minister of the UK after David Cameron's departure tomorrow. There's been pictures of moving vans at Downing Street. How much did that add to the joy in the markets?
The moving van effect. Well, one thing we know about investors is that they hate uncertainty, and now there appears to be more certainty coming to the political situation. I mean, you've got investors in Europe who are now buying up stocks again following the Brexit vote. They also got news that British banks that were absolutely hammered following the Brexit vote, they're gaining on this political certainty as well. And also European auto shares were up nearly 4%. Daimler was up 5%, Peugeot about 6%. Those companies reporting a rise in European demand for cars.
So a new prime minister is coming to Britain, continuity there. But it's not over yet, is it?
Not over by a long shot. And it's going to be many months of decisions, big and small, that are going to have an impact on the markets. But here in the U.S., you got many investors that are predicting that the markets are going to remain choppy. I mean, financial markets, particularly in Europe, have been highly volatile for quite some time now. And this comes on top of, let's not forget, a year in which you've had investors spooked by sinking commodity prices, slowing Chinese growth, and Europe's fragile banking system. None of those issues have been fully resolved, and so there could be more headlines that move markets.
Well, of course, and as we know, Britain still has to negotiate all its new relationships with all the individuals of countries in the EU instead of the broad EU treaties and trade deals that it had. So the markets might still react some more. But we also have Japan's stock average closing at 2.5% higher today. There was a 4% gain on Monday after a victory for the ruling party of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. So again, certainty?
A little more certainty, but also that's coupled with some hopeful speculation on the part of investors. Speculation that there's this meeting that happened Tuesday between the U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and Mr. Abe, and they're hoping that this radical measure known as helicopter money, that's when a central bank directly funds government spending. They're hoping that that's going to be the policy that will have a depreciating impact on the yen, better for the economy. And that's why investors are saying, yeah, all right, let's buy into the Nikkei index right now. It added 4%. That was its biggest one-day gain since March. And then there's also the Pokemon effect. Do you know what that is?
Sure, Pokemon Go. Does anyone not know? Well, perhaps some people do. So this is this new game that's got everybody out in the streets looking for Pokemon characters.
Global Mania, Nintendo, Japanese company, it added 13% on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And that's a big sign of hope that its mobile game business is going to add to profits.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.